Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Week 3 underway in the NFL. This was the worst primetime game so far. Right? I mean, it's the worst one so far. And even still, like it was maybe in the third quarter, I'm looking, I'm going, what is it, 17-6? Because they missed that extra point. If they score here, it could be – it wasn't. But it was –
See, the game wasn't – it wasn't bad to me.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, maybe it wasn't terrible, but it was, you know,
it was bad. Great. It was bad for my fantasy league in the second quarter when I lost CMC, when I lost Christian McCaffrey. I'm starting to think about it again. You know, we talk about Tyrod Taylor. I'm like, man, come on. Come on, Christian. Like, I just need you to –
about Tyrod Taylor. The only difference between Tyrod Taylor and Christian McCaffrey is – Christian McCaffrey ain't going to lose his job. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor going to lose
Facts
his job.
On that, J.C. Yeah. Horn.
I mean, non-contact injury.
That was nuts. Well, he just was backpedaling.
It happens, I guess. I mean, something probably – he probably had something slightly wrong with his foot.
Had to be, right? What else could it be?
I guess. I've never had a freak accident like that. Where
never heard of someone just backpedaling. He wasn't even going fast or anything broke the foot.
Yeah. If you go back – and Evan would know this – you go back to 1996, and Neil O'Donnell was warming up and popped his Achilles.
Yeah,
popped his calf. All he was doing was
we're talking about muscle attachments and stuff like that, right? This is there are bones in the feet. How do the bones just break from going backwards?
Turn the wrong way, I guess.
I guess. Mm,
I don't know. But can I tell you a random thing this morning? Waking up, I get a text from Evan, 2:57 a.m. This is where you already know what kind of energy Evan was on last night. We were texting throughout the course of the game. Evan says, first three starts without Adam Gase, Ryan Tannehill, 2-1, 70% completion percentage, 836 pass yards, Sam Darnold, 3-0, 68% completion percentage, 888 pass yards.
You know what that means? Giants about to hire him as OC. When they get rid of Garrett, they'll hire him as OC.
This is my nightmare.
This is my nightmare. So soon as Sam was 3 of 5 for 70 yards or something like that, I'll take a picture of the statistics, circle it, send it to Evan. It was the beginning, first drive they score. Said, that was your guy.
He could have had two turnovers last night.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. But if Sam Darnold was still Evan's guy, meaning on the Jets, would he have done what he did last night with that organization? Becton gone already.
Yeah, I think he could have. I think he could have. Because here's the twist in that particular question is that they take that two and they move it. And get second pick, and they move it and get some players that are young, but they also go out in free agency because the plan would be to build now around the quarterback so we could be competitive opposed to drafting a young quarterback and not being competitive and beating him up so bad by the time you could become competitive, everybody's job is on the line, and then what?
The answer is no, Key. No, the answer is no. He could not have been with the Jets because this is not just about Sam Darnold. This is, as I watched the Panthers last night, this is about Matt Rhule, who the Jets had in their building, wanted him to be the head coach, but they wanted to pick his offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, so Matt Rhule went back to Baylor. This is about Robbie Anderson, who the Jets had, and Joe Douglas has admitted his biggest regret as Jets GM was letting Robbie Anderson walk and go to the Panthers.
I told you.
This is about Christian McCaffrey, who the Jets passed on in the draft. Now they drafted Jamal Adams, but he's not even on the team anymore. This would not have worked with Sam Darnold and the Jets because the Jets are miserable. They're a terribly run organization. There are four people I watch on the Panthers. I'm miserable after a Thursday night game about the Jets. They didn't even play.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the rest of the country, throughout the rest of the United States of America, in case you've never met one, this is a Jets fan. This is how they all sound. This is their life. It is not a pleasant existence most of the time.
Perpetual misery. Yeah. I feel horrible for him.
But I'm happy for Sam, right? Yeah. He landed in the perfect position, the right spot, gets an opportunity to start to display and show his talents across the NFL. And people see it. This is why he was selected where he was selected. This is why a lot of people that thought that he should have been the number one overall pick at the time that he came out. He's just, you know, you go to a perfect landing spot and you get – the Christian McCaffreys, the Robbie Anderson, DJ Moores, the defense, the competent coaches, you are now going to be successful. If you stay in New York or go to a team that does not have those things, you will not be successful, and people will look at you and say, oh, he can't play. You go to a Tim Couch, or you go to a David Carr, or just any of those quarterbacks of people that you think
got drafted way high up and
way
flamed
too
out.
High yep. and flamed out. Look at their circumstances and the situation that they're putting in. You have to have players around you. You just do.
But, Key, it also helps when you have number one defense in the NFL. I mean, that defense was off the charts last night. And granted, it was against the Texans, but it just seems like Davis Mills was under pressure after
every snap. By the way, he didn't look so bad to me.
He didn't look bad.
Davis Mills, like, it's his first start in the NFL, rookie, against a good defense. He didn't look that bad to me.
Again, Jay, like I said, you got to have people around you.
Yeah.
Defense, yes. The defense is fast and aggressive, and they attack, and they go get it. There's no question about it. But you got to have something around. You cannot take these quarterbacks or players in general and drop them in somewhere and be like, okay, do the same thing. No.
Key, do your – like, this is interesting to me because, as I said, two different things can happen. Two similar things can happen on different teams. But on one of the teams, it's part of a plan. That's a well-run team. On the other team, it just kind of happens. It doesn't add up to anything. Can you take people through once more – The first year, what you expect, the second year, what you expect, et cetera.
Well, your first year, in general, when you're a high pick like that, I'm not expecting you. We're expecting you just to contribute any way you can, whether it's going to get donuts, whatever, just chicken, whatever you need to do.
Don't panic year one when your quarterback is not balling.
And year two, you want to just have a guy start to learn how to do things a certain way, to a point where you start to see a crack in the window, and then you get your third year, that's now all of a sudden you move into another level where you are going to be pushing that Pro Bowl, even if you don't make it,
question.
But you're pushing you right there. And then that fourth year, you're over the top because by the time you get to your fourth year, I've internally got to make a decision on who you are. I don't have time to wait to year five and six and
seven
and eight.
The reason I ask is because I wanted you to go through that is because when you mentioned, see, if Darnold would have stayed, this is what the Jets would have done. So if you follow that plan, because at least whether or not you agree with what you just heard from Key, that's the plan. Key, that is a plan. A plan is better than no plan, and that's been a time-tested plan. So in other words, by year four, now it's incumbent upon the organization to sign those veterans, to bring them in, to put you in a position to win, and then you
find
out what
you got. If you are not already on a veteran team. Now, if you're already on a veteran team, a la Mark Sanchez, Russell Wilson, right? You start to develop him along the same path. By the time he gets to that fourth year, Mark Sanchez, you better hire competent offensive coordinators to put him in the right position with some offensive players. Same thing with Russell Wilson. By the time Russell Wilson got to his fourth year, their offense started to roll.
Sam Darnold's stock continues to roll or rise after another strong performance in week three. And we're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at Key J and Max, which quarterback will see their stock rise the most in week three? It was Derek Carr in week two. Who will it be in week three? Be part of KGM Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed or call in line 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. The one fans deserve. Who's real quick? Who's your pick?
Who's my pick for what? You got that's a tease. Who's you got to wait to find out?
There's the tease.
What happened?
Who's your pick for? I'm going Teddy Bridgewater. That's my pick.
Well, he said.
What quarterback is going to make his way?
I understand, but you. We're going to get into that. And he wants to answer now. Which one is it?
I'm
going to hold it back. I don't want to answer.
We will get into that coming up.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This is Tom really setting the stage for him to go in there and try and destroy the New England Patriots to show them that you could have had this. But this guy was so arrogant, his ego so big, that he couldn't coexist and give me my due.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Tom Brady does not return to New England and still... till next week, and still the story of this week is Brady versus Belichick somehow, right? Like we're skipping past the Rams and you're skipping past the Saints
as far as New England goes.
No doubt. By the way, those are, I think the Saints and New England is a huge game for Belichick. That's the type of game that the Patriots always win. 1-1 season, Saints coming off. You win that game if you're Belichick. Do you still? That's a big question. And then I agree with you, too, about the Rams. I think I'm leaning towards taking the Rams in that game. I think those are – but somehow this Brady returning to New England is such a big story in spite of those games.
You need 2 weeks to get it in.
You need 2 weeks to get it in. That's right. It's like the Super Bowl. They give you 2 weeks. This is what Tom Brady's –
By the way, for the Bucs-Rams, the line was like 1.5 yesterday. It's minus one now for Tampa Bay.
So what does that mean?
That means that Vegas is actually starting to think that the Rams have a legit chance to.
Or bettors. Are starting to bet the line down.
Yeah.
Put more money on who?
On the Rams. They're saying, this is a good value. Mm-hmm. And they start to bet it to the
Rams.
It
is a good value. Yeah. I picked it.
Okay.
So listen, Tom Brady's personal assistant, Alex Guerrero, everyone knows TB12 and all that stuff, right? Told the Boston Herald, and I quote, "It was like Bill never really, I think his emotions or feelings never evolved with age. As Tom got into his late 30s or early 40s, I think Bill was still trying to treat him like that 20-year-old kid that he drafted. And all the players, I think, realized Tom was different. He's older, so he should be treated differently. And all the players, none of them would have cared that he was treated differently. I think that was such a Bill thing. He never evolved. So you can't treat someone who's in his 40s like they're 20. It doesn't work." Here's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, from Tom Brady himself in response.
Everyone has, you know, protective feelings and emotions as friends and family members, and that's just part of being in sports. And you have a lot of people who, they're not out there, they want to protect, and it's a very caring, loving thing that a lot of people do. But, you know, from my standpoint, I had a great time. But really my focus has been on trying to be the best I could be for this team and trying to go out and be a winning quarterback, be a championship level quarterback for this team and this organization, because they certainly deserve it. And, you know, I made a commitment to them and I want to live up to it.
Absolutely.
That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. But was that Straight Talk? No, that talk was a little crooked, a little bent.
That was page four out of the Tom Brady leadership book.
I would say his trainer, Alex Caruso, Alex Guerrero.
Yeah,
Alex
syllables.
Because you think about your Lakers.
Caruso,
you
think
about your
Guerrero,
Lakers.
I'm thinking Alex. Yeah. Hoops. Alex Guerrero, his trainer, is speaking how Tom felt. Even if Tom gave him the floor to speak on his behalf or whatever the case is, and I clearly understand where Brady would be coming from on feeling a certain way. It's hard for me to believe. After 20 years, Tom Brady didn't get any wiggle room at all in New England. Any. Did he get as much as he wanted? Probably not. But you can't tell me in 20 years that Tom Brady didn't get any wiggle room.
So you're not – it seems to me – let me see what if I'm getting this straight. What Guerrero is saying may be an accurate reflection, and I think it's an accurate reflection of how Tom Brady feels, right? But – as far as, like, there are feelings, someone perceives a situation, then there's the reality of the situation. And you're saying he may have felt that way, and maybe Belichick could have done more, but it's hard for you to believe that Belichick didn't evolve at least in that direction a bit, right? Like, it's hard to believe.
Like, what do you, like, what do you want? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he didn't go into specifics. He just said, treat it like he's 20 years old. What was it? Hey, come on time. Make sure you're lifting weights. Like, what are we talking about?
I think there's
here?
A Jay, some context. Jay, I think there's a certain tone. Like, if you enter a relationship with someone, like an older person, right? Any kind of mentor type, whatever it is, it's at a certain point. Sometimes there comes to a point. And this can happen with a parent or an older sibling or whatever. Where you're like, hold up, I'm a man now, you know, or I'm in a different phase of life now. You're still talking to me like it was in the beginning, but it's not the beginning anymore.
Well, obviously, I mean, Tom expressed his frustrations about that for, 18 months? I mean, he kind of talked about it, right? It is interesting on Alex Guerrero, though, because there's a lot of history there. I mean, Bill Belichick banned him from the team playing. Mm. Like, actually didn't give him credentials to be on the sideline anymore. So it seems like there was a rift there between, you know, and also he was not only his trainer, he was his business partner in a couple of different things too. So, you know, that relationship seems like it was a little bit tethered to
a degree. And let's not forget, the reporting at least was that players on the team, when they had an issue or they wanted to, were going to TB12,
yeah,
right,
yes. Keith? Yeah, they were going to TB12 to get looked at, checked out, worked out, whatever the case is, instead of using the advice of the actual physical trainers that are in the part of the New England Patriots. But it's just, I want to know, what is it that TB12 is looking for? Like, when you say he was treating him like what? Because there's only so much treatment you could do to a professional athlete as a coach. You know, hey, you can't go home and we're on a road trip. We want you to fly back with us. We're not giving you an extra room. You don't have this time. Like, what was it maybe that made him feel that way?
The lack of avocados, probably, you know? You go to Guerrero's bringing the avocados,
But wait, Key, I mean, you've been with Bill. I think we saw Bill Belichick really adjust and adapt, right, this past offseason with all the free agent acquisitions that he made.
Well, he had to.
He was forced to. Well, that's a great point by you. Has he always adapted? Or has it kind of been, hey, this is the way it is when you're part of my team. This is what our winning formula is, and we're not changing it for anybody.
I don't, as far as his concept of the way they go about winning, it's pretty much all been the same. But from a personal standpoint, I mean, he is who he is, right? I don't think he's going to change to the degree that people probably would want him to. When you are 40 years old, Max, or not even 40, when you are a veteran player in the league, through my experience as being coached by four different head coaches or five different head coaches in my tenure, every single head coach treated players differently. Mm-hmm. Bill Parcells, I had him when I was young, had him when I was older. He treated me even when I was younger the same as when I was older. When I had Tony Dungy, he treated me different than he treated some of the other players because he knew, okay, I got a key needs. This is what he needs.
More than one way to get it done because he's a great head coach.
Key wants to go home on a Monday and fly back on a Wednesday. Not a problem. So it's all different. Where Gruden said, no, he has to stay and work out with everybody. Totally different.
Mm.
How did that work out?
Right. Well, I mean, in the end, you do measure the results. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We're going to ask Rob Ninkovich about this when he joins us at 7:30. It's, you know, not a little over an hour from now. We'll talk to Nink about it. He has experience, obviously, with Belichick and Brady. Plus, the Heisman Trophy winner, Desmond Howard, at 8:30, brought to you by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Barbasol comes out thick and rich, doesn't break down. That's why Barbasol is America's number one shaving cream. Close shave, America. Close shave Barbasol. Week 3 in the NFL is filled with young quarterbacks going head-to-head, including an NFL debut.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Andy is still battling through his injury. Justin's going to be our starter.
I think I had a good idea that I might possibly start, so I wasn't really surprised by it, but I was just trying to get prepared for Sunday.
Prep starts. It starts right now.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, brought to you by Nat Geo. Download the Overheard podcast for curiously delightful conversations overheard around National Geographic's headquarters. Presented by the City Advantage Platinum Select Card, the card built for your next adventure. Week 3 in the NFL is here. We saw Davis Mills make his first NFL start last night for Houston. He's not the only one making his first start, as Justin Fields will start for the Bears against the Browns. Guys, which game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Most looking forward to this weekend. I mean, I'll start if you want, or Key, Jay, if you want to jump in. Who wants to start this?
Go ahead, man.
I will tell you, Chiefs, Chargers. And the reason I'm going to tell you that is this. Justin Herbert started his career last year playing almost even with some great quarterbacks, including Mahomes. Came up a little bit short on a bad team, no offensive line, the whole thing. Herbert's been slightly unlucky so far this year. And the Chiefs, it's not like Mahomes has never lost back-to-back games before. They did it in 2019, 2018. I think that's a much closer – I think the Chargers, Key, are a liver underdog than people realize here. And I think it's a matchup of two of the most talented quarterbacks along with Aaron Rodgers in the world.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good game, Chiefs Chargers. I just got to go with the Rams and the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. That game is that one there is going to be something electrifying. I think
it looks like the best game on the slate.
If you think about 2 years ago, Evan, if my mind serves me correctly, that Tampa Bay Rams game was in the high 50s with Jameis Winston threw like 1,700 million yards in touchdowns. Although the Bucs lost in the end, out in L.A. It's always been electrifying. You go back to last year's game with the Rams and the Buccaneers in Tampa, where the Rams got the best of the Buccaneers. And now you got this team going out there fully strapped, except without possibly AB, but they got so many other weapons at Tom Brady's disposal, when really the secondary of the Rams got one guy in five in Jalen Ramsey. So everything else that you got on defense is there. I got Aaron Donald. I got Jalen Ramsey. I put him over to the side in the corner somewhere. You go figure out what you need to do. Then I got about three other receivers that I got to account for. Do I have enough in that secondary to account for those three, four other weapons that Tom Brady has? That's why this game is going to be intriguing to me.
See, I'm going with the underrated game here. I'm going with the Sunday night game, Key, because this is the game of Monday morning quarterback headlines. Because think about all the narratives around this. You got Aaron Rodgers going to play against Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, right? The team that potentially he could have played for this offseason when they made the call. Hey, is he actually available? Will Aaron Rodgers throw a dud? And if he throws a dud, will we come back Monday morning and start talking about, here's the offseason again, didn't take it seriously. On the max? Is it to the max? Are they at 0, 50, or 100? And then if Jimmy G doesn't get it done, that conversation, that chatter starts. I think there's a lot swirling around that game in San Fran.
I think that's a good pick. I think Rams-Bucks is the best game on the slate. Like, that's the one you think, I think, will be played at the highest level. But I want to get to the Chargers.
But these two teams, the Buccaneers and the Rams, could be a preview of the NFC Championship game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that the Chargers and the Chiefs will be a preview of the NFC Championship game, right?
It's not going to be most likely, right, of the AFC. I think your pick is the best game. But what intrigues me about the Chargers and Chiefs is, like, Justin Herbert as a rookie did things where people are like, that reminds me of Dan Marino. That reminds me of Patrick Mahomes. So the point is, come Monday, are we going to be talking about Justin Herbert the way we were talking about Lamar Jackson after he beat Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
We will be talking about him that way.
If Justin Herbert beats Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City Chiefs, we will be having conversation on Monday, or better yet, conversations throughout the day on Sunday, about Justin Herbert leading into Monday. All next week will be Justin Herbert's week.
What if they lose, but it's a shootout and Justin, they both fantastic? Not the same.
Not the same. You don't get the same yeast as you would get if he beats a team. See, because we already see that he plays well, but now what's next on your list?
It's amazing.
Your hit list is the W. If you get the W on your hit list, now we can start taking you to the next several steps. But if you lose, Max, the only thing we're going to talk about is Patrick Mahomes. Oh, my God, what a throw.
This is why veteran NFL players have a kind of cynical view, I think, toward the media when we start hyping up someone like Zach Wilson or downing someone like Sam Darnold, because it is a team game. The easiest thing for fans and media to do is talk about head coach, quarterback. And, Jay, obviously there's a high correlation between the performance of the head coach and the quarterback and the team.
But
there's more to it than that.
Did you see the stat that was just up there? His QBR is 43.
Who?
I mean, Justin Herbert.
Yeah. But he had one called back. He's had a little bad luck.
I understand. I want to ask you this, Key. You know, and I didn't get a chance to obviously go through my second year in the league, but it definitely happened to me my rookie year as a college player. When you go through that first year, people don't know about your tendencies. People don't know about your gifts. And if you explode, people feel like their back is against the wall on how they have to prepare for you, because there's not a large body of work. Are you starting to see a little bit with Justin Herbert? Maybe I know it's a small sample size in two games. Are you starting to see that people are starting to understand a little bit more his strengths and his weaknesses? And how do you think he'll hit what he hit last year this year, or will he have a sophomore slump to a degree? A slight drop off. Because last year, we were talking about him as a top six quarterback in the league. Are we going to be talking about him as a top six quarterback when this year is done, year two?
I think so. I think you will. Look, he threw three picks in two games. Okay. They've got to get a hold of that, because that can get out of control. A lot of times when you've had success early on, you don't really understand the success that you have, so you think you could duplicate that again just like that easy. They'll fix whatever they need to fix, but even against the Cowboys, some of the stuff, the arm strength, the talent, the being able to throw big boy throws from one hash all the way across the field on a tight rope, that's ridiculous. That is just flat out ridiculous. He's got to get control of the turnovers. Three interceptions in two games, you don't want to see that. But I think he will continue to head down the right road. If you look at him against the Cowboys, he made a handful of mistakes. But, God, some of those throws. You can't tell me the Miami Dolphins are not kicking themselves. You just can't. Mm. There's no possible way you can't tell me that they're not kicking themselves and they look at that dude throwing that football.
Or the Washington football team. There's no doubt he's differently talented. But, Key, I want to get back to something that you alluded to. You know, you mentioned if Herbert wins, right, then we'll be talking about him. But you also bristle at the idea that, like, it's all about the court. Like, it's a team game. Do the quarterbacks put in big – do you think there is something to actually coming out with the win if you're Herbert? Or if he just plays well, but the defense – do you think of him the same way? You understand what I'm saying?
He doesn't have to match statistic for statistic with Patrick Mahomes. If they win the game and Justin Herbert is 18 to 27 for 208 in a touchdown and a pick, okay, that's fine.
What if Herbert puts up great numbers, but they lose in a tough game to Mahomes?
Don't matter. He looks good. I've seen him do that already. I need to see him get the W.
Oh, so sorry, you're on the opposite side of this than I thought.
I need to see him get the W. Just because he throws for 500 yards, you're going to say to yourself, wow, that's amazing. He threw for 500 yards. But I've seen him play that way before. I need to see him attach the W to his name against the Chiefs like Lamar Jackson did.
How do you square that with your analysis of teams where you'll yell at people, you'll get like cranky about like,
cranky.
About you get cranky about, well, listen, this quarterback's in this situation, this quarterback's in, because you're focused on also the way the rest of the team performs. It's not just the quarterback. How do you square that with saying, even if he plays well, it's different to me if he gets the W? How do you square those two
things? Because the W, people want to see them beat the Chiefs as a team. He can beat the Chiefs individually. He's been beating everybody individually with statistics. The statistics don't add up to the W.
He has to lead
if you,
them.
If you get a W out of this thing, that's all that matters. Because if we lose, guess what? We're behind the eight ball now. If you throw for 2 yards and you win, that's all that matters is the W.
But see, Key, in order for him to do that, he has to be more efficient in the red zone. I mean, last year he threw one pick in the red zone the whole season. Last year. Right. This year he's already thrown 2 picks and a fumble. So he hasn't been as efficient in the red zone. That's where he might get the yardage, but you have to finish the deal.
That's nuts because he was under pressure all the time last year. This year he's protected better.
Yeah, but you know, you make those throws. When you have the type of arm strength, talent, ability to see the field, I don't think y'all understand when he's throwing the ball, how that ball is traveling and how it's traveling. I mean, he's literally on a frozen rope. Throwing 40-yard lasers. Usually you get some of this. And he's just 40-yard lasers. And when you have done that in the past, you think, okay, I could just do it all the time. And it catches up to you. I'm going to fit it in because last year I was fitting it in. And that goes to speak to some of what you said earlier, Jay. Have they got a book on him? Do they understand him? It's not that they understand him and a book on him. That slight hesitation from last year to this year is what costs you those interceptions. When you are a puppy with milk in your mouth coming from Oregon to the pros, you're just doing it. You're not even paying attention. Like, boom, 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 boom. You're just doing it, and everybody is marveled at you, and they're like, wow, he's really – but now all of a sudden, you think you can make that same throw, and just that little bit of hesitation is what gets you caught in throwing those interceptions. Mm-hmm.
The Chargers are hoping Justin Herbert can get in the zone. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. We're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed which quarterback will see their stock rise most in Week 3. And, Key, you think it'll be Justin Herbert?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Funny how I just talked about him for the last 10 minutes.
What a great transition.
Jay, by the way, I hear you. Jay, who's your pick?
I'm going with Teddy Bridgewater. I think it's look, we talked about him having an opportunity to own a team. And you look at what Pat Shurmur's been doing, which really bothers me as a Giants fan, considering he was our coach. And just the way the offense is just kind of dinking and dunking and how they're moving, how they're relying upon their defense. Granted, it's the whole package. But, you know, look, it doesn't feel like the Broncos were a laughingstock last year. We were talking about so many field goal situations, games that they were in. Vic Fangio was in the hot seat, and now we're talking about a team that's 2-0, that has a chance to come in Week 3, and Teddy Bridgewater has a chance to put the league on notice about this is who I am, and this is the kind of team I roll with.
I think – I try to explain to Key now for weeks.
I mean, you don't like
I try to
Teddy
explain to Keyshawn Johnson for weeks now, Jay. Try to explain to him, it's the situation the quarterback is in, Key. You can't just throw out the baby with the bath. Seriously, along those lines, I think Daniel Jones is the guy whose stock is going to rise most. He's playing the Falcons defense. And I got to tell you, he's looked good this year, I think. I think Danny Dimes has been throwing some dimes this year.
You see how – this is how messed up we are as the Giants fans. Week 1, Max and I were losing our mind.
Yeah.
Losing our mind.
But that's why I can't
now
listen
to Now it's week 2.
Y'all.
He's looked pretty good this year.
He has.
But I told Max before Week 1, hey, man, the dude's fine. He looks okay. He fumbles too much.
Yeah. He does.
Just let it – sauce a little bit, man.
He does. Well,
just
sometimes, but sometimes when you let it sauce is no good. You wait 3, 4, 5 years, sauce didn't pan out. This sauce has a chance to pan out.
But you can tell if you're burning the sauce or not. You can see it. And let's just simmering nice and easy and let Gettleman finish the deal at the end of the year.
Gettleman, I have a lot of confidence in Gettleman.
You got to you got to just wait and see.
I understand that. What I'm seeing, I'm not loving. Speaking of sauce, let's add an ingredient to the sauce. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Before we get to hot news or not news with Dan Graziano, which quarterback do you think stock is going to rise, Dan? We just were kicking this around.
Who said Bridgewater? Bridgewater.
I did.
That was my pick out of those three.
Yes!
And here's why. Herbert was offensive rookie of the year. Like, that's pretty high already, stock. And Daniel Jones could play a great game, but if he turns it over even one time.
Yeah, there it goes.
This week, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, everybody's going to say the same thing. Oh, here's Daniel Jones again turning the ball over. So I think his stock is kind of stuck there for a little bit. Bridgewater looks like he's set up against a... probably a permissive Jets defense.
Yeah, Bridgewater, certainly. I laid $50 down on that game.
Is that right?
Yeah, just so that you know that the Jets will not cover, or better yet, the Broncos will cover. But the reason I picked Justin Herbert is because I believe they're going to beat Kansas City. And you know how that goes. Hey, he just beat Patrick Mahomes. He threw for 300 yards. His stock just elevates. Everybody's he's the next Patrick Mahomes.
I got the same feeling. I'm with you on the Rams and I'm with you on the Chargers. I'm looking at both those games like, there's a good chance here.
That's the only reason why.
Yeah, I got you.
And Bridgewater is a guy, we talk about brand versus reality. Bridgewater is a guy where he was going to be a franchise quarterback. They were bringing him along slowly, not a real dynamic player, but game manager, big on third down type guy. Then he gets hurt and he loses that brand. So now he's a journeyman starting quarterback.
Yeah.
But that's just in a parallel universe, he's the Vikings franchise quarterback.
Right. Didn't do much in Carolina last year, right? I mean, that was obviously they didn't have McCaffrey most of the year. But what's going on here in Denver is impressive. Look, I mean, they put him in a competition, right? They didn't bring him in and say, you're the guy. He had to win it. So, you know, it may be that he worked on his game at a different level this offseason too.
See, but that to me, what Dan said, I get it. But to me, when I look at Carolina, Dan also mentioned no Christian McCaffrey. So I can't fully evaluate my quarterback based on not having the main ingredients. The food is not going to taste well when you leave out a certain ingredients.
Are you hungry?
No, I'm just saying.
We can get you something.
He doesn't eat in the morning. He claims he's not hungry, and then every metaphor is food.
Sauce,
but then think about it, though, too, Dan. When he was in New Orleans and he had all the ingredients, dude was like 5-0.
Yeah.
So it's like it just – and now he goes to Denver – and it seems like he's rolling.
But he's not doing – I mean, he's doing different stuff than he did in New Orleans. I mean, when he was in New Orleans, it was very careful. It was very narrow and lean on the deep. I mean, he's airing it out in Denver.
But
so
I guess my whole – I guess what I'm back down to is all he does is win.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the only thing I'm
last year notwithstanding, if you take out his rookie season, he was winning twice as much as he was losing, no matter where he was. He's a good player.
That's what I know.
Hot news or not news time. He mentioned Christian McCaffrey. His hamstring injury on Thursday Night Football, Dan, hot news or not news?
I mean, scorching hot news. I mean, this is one of the very best players in the league, one of the most important players in the league to his team. And if he has to miss time, then this feel-good story about Carolina starting the season as a surprise contender, it's off the table. I mean, they're not going to be able to operate their offense at the level they want to without him. We saw that last year. And, I mean, Darnold looks good. The receivers look good. But I don't think if you go down from McCaffrey to Chuba Hubbard for whatever it's going to be, a week, a month, whatever, that you're going to be able to do the same stuff.
Yeah,
very hot news.
He said it's scorching hot news. You think about losing Christian McCaffrey. Chuba Hubbard was a good back at Oklahoma State, but he's nowhere near as threatening. He may be able to do some of the same things because clearly he fits the mold and the principles of what they want to do, both in the run game as far as in the pass game as well, but he's still young.
The talent's not pitched as high.
It's not pitched as high. He may be able to give you some of that production. But in the end, I guess I would ask you this, Dan, more so than anything. When are we going to start hearing that this is why you don't pay running backs again?
Oh, well,
you're getting ready to start hearing
that. On
that. He is affecting the running backs getting paid because he stays hurt too damn much.
By the way,
much.
Todd Gurley, how'd that work out?
Not well.
Zeke, how'd that work out?
So.
Saquon's sitting there going, damn.
I know, that's what I'm sitting there. I'm like, damn, he hurt that
much. Hot news or not news?
It's hot news.
Okay. Dan, J.C. Horn's broken foot on Thursday Night Football, backpedaling, non-contact injury. Hot news or not news?
Keep it
moving. It's hot news. I mean, he was playing a role for them and a good one. He had been a strong performer for them early in the season. Obviously, he's a rookie. You don't necessarily want to count on rookies on defense. But this is a position where everyone in the league is more or less thin. Everyone's looking for help all the time, and he was a key element for them. They won, but it wasn't a great night for Carolina.
Key, I'll go hot news real quick. Whenever I see somebody backpedaling or just running and they just fall and they're looking around like something popped, I'm like, my heart dropped.
Achilles, you're thinking, right?
I go yeah. Automatically there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was his foot, though. And
it was a broken foot.
Broken foot. So it is hot news. They certainly can't continue to keep missing key components to either side of the ball, especially when they're in this type of playoff. It seems to be mixed that they can make some noise in the NFC. So we'll see.
Hot news. This is such a big injury. There was questions. Is he the best in the draft at his position? Yeah. Like, people were wondering. And just like that, broken foot, no contact. That's nuts. Real quick, Alex Guerrero saying Bill Belichick never evolved in the way he treated Tom Brady. Hot news or not news? We have 30 seconds.
I'm sorry. It's not news. We all knew this about Brady, right? We knew that he didn't feel appreciated there. This is just a victory lap from all the Brady's people, right? You'll hear from his dad, all this kind of stuff. They won. Belichick didn't, so they get to crow about it, and that's what
we're saying. Not news. We just make it in news 2 weeks before they play each other.
Yeah. Not news. I wonder how you would have made Tom Brady happy. What, do you have to give him everything?
Hot news. This is guy close to the source. Dan Graziano giving the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Odell Beckham Jr. Will he be back for the Browns week 3?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.